very wide, buddy. Get all over the place. Don't let them run up on you. Come on, man. Come on now. Watch the mirror. Watch him. Don't make him run inside. Block him. Block him. That a boy. Three wide behind them. You got him, Mikey. You got him, man. You got him. Come on, man. Come on, buddy. Come on. Get him in the boat. Get him in the
three cars out.
We're back at Daytona. You're looking inside Turn 3 where Ken Schrader has climbed from his car and where rescue workers are helping Dale Earnhardt to get out of his car. Dale Earnhardt Jr. at a dead run toward the track's infield care center.
Well, this is huge because you go head on. And that TV does not do that justice. That is an incredible impact. Head on, throws you forward in the car. Those are the kind of accidents that absolutely are frightening.
If I leave tomorrow, would you still remember me?
When I arrived, there were a number of paramedics already attending to him.
Well, I must be traveling on now.
There was a paramedic in through the passenger window.
Too many places I've got to see.
A fine option, buy a mask. Tim Allison, who was in through the driver's window delivering CPR. And there was another paramedic in the window with him helping maintain the C-spine, holding the head. There were a number of firefighters attempting to remove the roof. CPR. When the roof came off, Dr. Allison and I both identified this was a very bad situation, a load-and-go situation. He had what I feel were life-ending type injuries at the time of impact, and really nothing could be done for him. He never showed any signs of life and subsequently was pronounced dead by all the physicians in attendance. At 17:16, his wife was there at the bedside.
This is undoubtedly one of the toughest announcements that I've ever personally had to make. But after the accident and turn four at the end of the Daytona 500,
please don't take it so badly.
We've lost Dale Earnhardt. Prayers and wishes, and our effort right now, this moment, is with Teresa and the Earnhardt family.
If I stay here with you,
NASCAR has lost its greatest driver ever. And I personally have lost a great friend.
I'm as free as a bird now.
I think that pretty well sums it up for the NASCAR community right now.
for us. NASCAR's got a great TV package. It's going to be exciting for us, but also the racing, I think, is going to be more competitive. A lot of new race teams, a lot of excitement in the garage area as well. So I'm excited about what we have going. Finished in second last year and everything, and our team is up for this year. So we're ready to get going. I think NASCAR is on the right track, and I think our racing will get more competitive and better as we go. You know, the Jeff Burtons and the guys that haven't won a championship, Dale Jr. and Matt Kenseth and all the young drivers, Jeff Gordon, all these guys are creating new excitement in the sport. But Dale Earnhardt, the Darrell Walters, and those guys, the Rusty Wallaces, and even the Jarretts eventually will go away. But these young drivers are coming in to create new excitement. So you never know who's going to win a race and who's going to win a championship. I love the race. I love the competition, and just keep wanting to do it. I think our opportunities this year is to win another championship is very good. Our team's on track. It's an exciting year for me, exciting start. I'm looking forward to a lot of great things happening this year.
And Dale, looking very strong during speedweeks. Can you win your second 500 today?
Well, we got a good shot at it. Got a good race car. I wasn't really excited about the car yesterday afternoon, the last practice. But the car, it come around. I think it's going to be okay. We've got a good engine in it. But a little wind today. A little exciting. I think it's going to be some exciting racing. We'll see something you probably hadn't ever seen on Fox.